the history of the European Championship, brought to you by The Analyst, part two, the 1980s. The 1980s brought about a change in format for the European Championship finals, with eight teams now taking part and the addition of a group stage for the first time. And it was in the 1980 tournament that West Germany became the first team to win multiple titles after their previous success in 1972. In doing so, they became and remain the youngest side to win a final in the competition, with their side that night having a starting 11 with an average age of just 25 years and 136 days. There were 385 shots at Euro 80 in total, and it was the final one of the tournament that clinched the trophy. Horst Herbrusch's header with 85 seconds of normal time left was the match winner, after his 10th minute opener was cancelled out with 18 minutes remaining by Belgium's René van der Eyken. So whilst the ill-fated golden goal rule was not in place at the European Championship until 1996, Herbrusch's winner effectively did that job for West Germany this time around. His teammate Klaus Allofs scored the second hat-trick in the competition's overall history during West Germany's group stage victory over the Netherlands. Of the seven different players to take a match ball home, Allofs is joined by Sergio Conceição as the only players to score all their European Championship career goals in a single game. Conceição doing so in the year 2000, against Germany. Michel Platini scored two hat-tricks in the 1984 edition of the European Championship, netting them just 4 days apart. The second of these, against Yugoslavia, remains the shortest time between scoring the first and last of a treble at just 18 minutes. Those six goals contributed towards an astonishing campaign in which the French playmaker netted in every one of France's five games at the tournament, finding the back of the net nine times overall and setting records for a single player at the European Championship. Unfortunately for Platini, this would be the only European Championship he would play in after retiring from the game in April of 1987. However, if you're only going to play in a solitary tournament, then you might as well make an impact. Platini captained the side to victory on home soil, becoming the fourth and last host nation to do so. That's right, 11 hosts across 8 tournaments have had the chance to match that feat, but have failed. Who knows? Maybe this time it'll happen for England at Wembley. Maybe. I mean, it could hardly be worse than what happened 4 years later, as England put in their worst ever tournament performance. In 24 World Cup and European Championship final appearances combined, the Three Lions have never performed worse than their three defeats in their three games at Euro 88. One player who capped a miserable tournament for England fans that year was Dutch striker Marco van Basten, as he scored a hat-trick for the Netherlands in their 3-1 group stage victory over Bobby Robson's side. Appearing in his first ever senior tournament, van Basten would go on to finish as the top scorer of the finals with 5 goals, and saving his best for last with that memorable dipping volley from a ridiculous angle in the final against the USSR. Unfortunately for van Basten and the Dutch national side, he was to never score again in an international tournament, despite making 8 appearances over the 1990 FIFA World Cup finals and the 1992 edition of the European Championship. Back to 1988 though, which is the only one of the 10 European Championship finals since 1980 not to see a single goalless draw. Nor did it see any game go to extra time or penalties. No red cards were also given out by the referees in the 15 games of the tournament, and 32 yellow cards were dished out overall. That's not to say there wasn't any excitement though. The 1980s may have started with the lowest scoring European Championship finals in the modern era of the tournament, with just 1.93 goals per game. But the following two events brought a more expansive and exciting brand of football. 1984 saw the highest shots per 90 ratio for any tournament since it expanded to 8 teams with 30, whilst the 8.8% shot conversion rate 4 years later in 1988 is only bettered by Euro 2000's 9.5%, at least in the modern era, the Championship. If the expansion of the tournament to 8 teams was seen as the great innovation of the 1980s, then football fans had to be ready to hold on to their proverbial hats come the 90s, with the back pass rule being abolished, the introduction of the golden goal, and another expansion of the tournament to 16 teams. But that's all to come next time.